For an inhumanly brilliant spiritual entity, you can really miss the freaking point. I poked a finger at my own temple. Think. Maybe you don't have to be Lashiel. The shadow closed her eyes, leaving only an occupied, presence-filled darkness. There was a long silence. Think about it, I told her. What if you do have a choice? A life of your own to lead? What if, huh? And you don't even try to choose? I let that sink in for a while. There was a sound from the far side of the room. It was a very quiet, very miserable little sound. I've made sounds like that before, mostly when there was no one around to care. The part of me that knew what it was to hurt could feel the fallen angel's pain, and it gouged out a neat little hole in me somehow. It was a vaguely familiar feeling, but not an entirely unpleasant one. Loneliness is a hard thing to handle. I feel it sometimes. When I do, I want it to end. Sometimes when you're near someone, when you touch them on some level that is deeper than the uselessly structured formality of casual civilized interaction, there's a sense of satisfaction in it. Or at least there is for me. It doesn't have to be someone particularly nice. You don't have to like them. You don't even have to want to work with them. You might even want to punch them in the nose. Sometimes just making that connection is its own experience, its own reward. With Marcone, it was like that. I didn't like the slippery bastard, but I understood him. His word was good. I could trust him. Trust him to be cold, ferocious, and dangerous, sure. But it was reassuring to know that there was something there to trust. The connection had been made. Lashiel's mere shadow was infinitely more dangerous to me than Marcone, but that didn't mean that I couldn't admire the creature for what it was while respecting the threat it posed to me. It didn't mean I couldn't feel some kind of empathy for what had to be a horribly lonely way to exist. Life's easier when you can write off others as monsters, as demons, as horrible threats that must be hated and feared. The thing is, you can't do that without becoming them, just a little. Sure, Lashiel's shadow might be determined to drag my immortal soul down to perdition, but there was no point in hating her for it. It wouldn't do anything but stain me that much darker. I'm human, and I'm going to stay that way. So I felt a little bit bad for the creature whose purpose in the universe was to tempt me into darkness. Hell, once I'd thought about it, it was just about the only job I'd heard of that had to be even more isolated and frustrating than mine. How many shadows like you have ever stayed in a host like me for longer than a few weeks, huh? Longer than 3 years?
Never,
Lashiel's shadow replied in a near whisper. Granted, you are unusually stiff-necked for a mortal. Suicidally so, in fact. So, I said, I've held out this long. Suppose I do it the whole way. Suppose I never pick up the coin. Shadow you never goes back to real you. Who's to say that Shadow You can't find some kind of life for herself? Hellfire eyes narrowed at me, but she did not reply. Lash, I said quietly, and relaxed my will, releasing my hold on her. Just because you start out as one thing, it doesn't mean you can't grow into something else. Silence. Then her voice came out, a bare whisper.
Your plan has too many variables and will likely result in our destruction. Should you wish my assistance in your madness, my host, you have only to call.
Then the form was gone, and Lashiel was absent from my apartment. Technically, she had never been there at all. She was all in my head. And technically, she wasn't gone. She was just off somewhere where I couldn't perceive her, and I knew on a gut level, or maybe my darker self was telling me, that she'd heard me. I was on to something. I was sure of that. Either I'm one hell of a persuasive guy, or I'm a freaking sucker. Get your head in the game, Harry, I told myself. Defeat the whole damn white court now. Worry about taking on hell later. I got back to work. The clock ticked down steadily, and there was nothing I could do but get ready and kill time, waiting for nightfall and the fight that would follow.